nailed down in the middle to a post or a stump, and the children get on each end and spin around.
That's fly jenny. That's fly jenny.
When you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it so the children can go back and forth.
Swing.
What do you carry coal in?
Bucket.
What would you call a small vehicle that you carry things in? It's got a little wheel on the front and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
And what do you call, what do you sharpen a scythe on?
What's that?
What would you use to sharpen a scythe on?
Grindstone.
And it's always made out of stone?
Well, it, yes it is. It's made out, it's a form of a, no, it's cement and other mixture, you know, it's manufactured, it called it a grindstone, it is natural rock.
What would you call it, are there some kinds that move and some kinds that don't move?
It turns, it has to be turned, just like, you turn it by hand, it's a circular, it's a perfect circle, and you turn it by hand and hold your axe or side on it.
Sharpens it.
Yes, it's, and revolves all the time.
What do you call the things that people drive along the roads that you drive in? That we got stuck right up there in.
Automobiles.
All right. If in it there's something that's squeaking, to lubricate it, what do you have to do? What do you put on it?
Grease.
If you got this grease all over your hands, you'd look at them and you'd say, my hands are
greasy.
If you have a door hinge that's squeaking, what would you do to it?
Oil it.
What is it that you used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene oil.
Is there anything else that you might call it?
Call it coal oil.
What might you call the lamp if you didn't have a regular lamp and you were going to make one up? You get a bottle and a rag and some kerosene, and what would you call it?
And they call them, I used to know, but Canada would be the only way I could determine that. There's quite a different name from such as that. From different sections of the country, some people call it one thing, another one call it another.
How about on the inside of a car tire, they have an inner
tube.
If you've just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water, you say that you're going to
fish it.
What kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
On a small lake?
What would you call that kind of boat?
You'd call it canoe or like that.
If it had a flat bottom on it, would you call it anything different?
Back toe.
And how do you get a back toe to move?
With oars or holding down, it wasn't in the lake, they called it poling. You got your long pole, you know, and cut it down so you couldn't use oars. Or the water was so swift, you had to put that on the bottom of the river and stand up in the boat and put your power again that to make it go. That's years ago. I have done that myself. There's a current on, you can't row.